to Lost in Theaters. The cheering crowds. We're back, folks. Back for season two. And, you know, going as strong as ever, I guess. We discuss movies that have slipped through the, what did we call it, Ruth? The interlacing highway of pop culture. Also called the cracks of pop culture. If you want to know what we're talking about.
I don't really like that.
Bonus podcast. The more you say check that, it out.
The worse it sounds.
I don't think I said interlacing. I think I said,
woven. Something like that. The weave.
The weave of pop culture.
Okay, maybe not.
Okay. Well, yeah. So in true form, Ruth, as discussed, cult followings need to be kept to a minimum. So I found...
Don't join a cult.
Oh, yeah. Don't join a cult, guys. Okay. This week's movie is Captain Kidd.
Okay.
Guesses. Guesses about its character quality.
Pirate. Something? She's giving me a fascinating look.
Okay. Pirate?
Okay.
Yeah, you're spot on. It's a pirate movie. but it's a pirate movie from 1945.
1945.
I accidentally picked the oldest movie we've done so far. I did not mean to do that. I was just like, an old movie. The thing about old movies is the cover of them has, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Words?
No, color on them.
Black and white?
No, they're colorful covers. And oh. So it'll be, and even the, I remember, there were two, I found it the first time. And then I was like, yes, a pirate movie, hooray. And then I went to look it up again, and the cover had changed, and it was now more like stenciled pictures as opposed to colored photographs. And I just suddenely realized, and then, heads up, it is black and white. yeah. And we'll talk about the movie. It's a good movie, I think. But as we all know, for those who are new, some of the returners, just a reminder, this is the zero spoilers section, which has already flown out the window horribly with the word pirate.
Yep.
But I mean, it's genre, you know.
Genre!
Pirate film.
Okay, I'm done. Sorry.
This is, if you want to know the source material for Pirates of the Caribbean,
you're kidding.
This isn't like the source material, but this is where you can get. Like, cultural, understand pirate stuff that you're coming, that
are coming
in.
Is this a dark movie?
No! It's like Treasure Island.
Okay.
Which is really dark, now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think of it as
not
a
like
child as dark.
Psychologically dark, but...
Yeah.
Well, maybe a little.
No, it's just very, it's a totally just a pirate movie, right?
Yeah.
And it's so interesting, because Pirates of the Caribbean, of course... has found wild success in modern times.
That's true.
And if you make any other pirate thing now, there aren't very many other pirate movies. There are pirate TV shows where it'll be like Blackbeard's background and learn about the torrid life of good old Blackbeard, you know?
Isn't he bad old?
Yeah. Bad old Blackbeard. So there are pirate TV shows now, and there's like Pirates of the Caribbean, so they haven't like fallen out of interest. But I feel like the poll, I don't know, there was definitely the genre was more poured into early on, and it created like the pirate tropes
okay.
that have been forgotten, I would say now. For example, that classic line in The Princess Bride that says, what if I gave you my word as a Spaniard? And he says, no good. I've known too many Spaniards, and you're like really
thing?
Baffled about that line. Yeah, that sort of gets played out in.
Okay.
It's because he's the Dread Pirate Roberts. There's a sort of like, the Spaniard pirates have a reputation in pirate movies, or so there's that and, just treasure etc.
Yes.
General pirateness
etc.
The movie itself stars a fellow named Charles Laughton as Captain Kidd.
Is that L-A-U-G-H?
Yes.
T-O-N?
That's why I said Lafton, yeah.
Okay, it could be Latin.
Lauten. He is British. Or actually, yeah, he is British. The actor, and he went from he's one of those transitional actors who went from stage to screen.
Okay.
And I will say this, it was black and white, but I was sucked in a way, like, it was definitely, there was this sort of barrier where we're used to a certain level of extreme realism in our films now, where, you know, if you can, like, be like, CGI, and it, like, takes you out or whatever.
Yeah.
But the acting was really compelling in the film, as far as Captain Kidd and several other actors.
So stage worked.
It did. It really carried over. Yeah. I felt like, it was funny, because it did feel kind of like, you could feel the Shakespeareanness coming through. It's just this, you felt the depth behind this man. And apparently this actor had been wanting to play Captain Kidd for a while.
Really?
Yeah, because he's a real person.
Oh.
I will discuss who Captain Kidd was in the medium spoiler section, because,
Okay.
But, yeah, so it's black and white. It actually won an Academy Award for Best Music.
Really?
Yes, and it was interesting because I did notice the music.
Ooh.
But I didn't, but it wasn't, again, I think it's because I'm used to, like, modern soundtracks and stuff, but, and it wasn't particularly piratey, but it definitely, I made note in my mind of, like, what a tune, here it is, and they used music to great effect, I would say, and it was very, it you know, held one's
attention,
yeah,
cool,
it helped put one into the vibe.
Yeah.
So, do you have questions, sister, at this point, before we move on to medium spoilers?
1940s?
45, yeah.
1945. Wow.
Yeah. It's interesting.
So, do you think they're still using, like, theater special effects?
Special effects. It was, it was funny. There were scenes where I thought, I wonder if they used a miniature. Because a part of me was like,
I sure hope
they used a miniature. Because, you know, it's sea battles. But at the same time, they could have maybe not. I don't know when miniatures became
a
customary,
point.
Like, use thing.
Yeah.
And there were definitely, like, sets and stuff they used. I think, no, it was early theater, quality studio stuff.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. And so it's, and another thing, when you go into watching it, right, you can't, as I mentioned before, it's black and white, it's an old movie, so don't expect, you gotta be in the mood to watch an old pirate movie to watch this movie, because otherwise you probably wouldn't enjoy it all that much.
Oh.
Although, you know, it, I think it's a similar mood to watching Shakespearean online productions of, like, theater production.
That's pretty specific. You have to be in a kind of a dark place to want that.
No, I was in a light place when I watched Much Ado.
Were you in college?
I was visiting a friend.
In college?
Yeah, I'm in college.
Uh-huh.
I'm not in a dark place, Ruth.
Stress levels are incredibly high.
Stress is very high. Okay, all I'm saying is, similar emotional state to being willing to watch stage theater on a video.
That's pretty emotional.
And then to this sort of, like, comparison. If you've never watched an old movie before.
Yeah.
Okay. I watched this on Amazon, by the way. The copyright for this movie wasn't renewed, so it's free domain. Like,
oh, really?
It's, like, hardcore. Like, you can find it places.
On YouTube?
I didn't look for it on YouTube, but I maybe, because, like I said, the...
What's it called?
Captain Kidd with 2Ds.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Not 3D.
Mm-mm. That's the modern age, Ruth.
Yeah.
Okay. So, actually, one last note. The lead actor for Captain Kidd, it was such a popular character, he reprised his role.
What?
For, wait for it, Abbott and Costello Meet Captain
Kidd.
Really? In 1952.
That's amazing.
That's 7 years after the movie came out.
Memories were different then.
I think so. I just think it's really interesting too, because I'd never heard of this movie or this character before. Maybe if I'd been floating in pirate circles, pirate people might. Okay.
Floating in pirate.
Let's move on to the medium spoiler section, and we'll talk about the historical Captain Kidd.
Fine.
So, on to the medium spoilers.
Onward.
If you're a pirate person, you've probably heard of Captain Kidd. He is sometimes attributed as the most unfortunate pirate to sail the seven seas.
Really?
He lived right at the turn of the, I'll know the date for sure in the future, but I'm pretty sure it's like 1699. There it is, 1699. So he lived right at the turn of the, 18th century? What do they call it? Is it the turn of the 17th or the turn of the 18th? If it's 1699.
Which one do they think is turning? Turn, end, so...
It's end? Okay, then the turn of the 17th century. Because it's 1699. Okay.
It's on YouTube, by the way.
Oh, there you
free.
Go.
Very free.
Very free.
Multiples.
Okay, so the thing about Captain Kidd was he was Scottish, and he worked for different trading companies during his time, and he was a, legal tradesman on the sea, and at one point, he wasn't a very compelling leader or something, and this is the historical Captain Kidd, and he, his crew threatened mutiny unless they turned to piracy, which at the time was legal, right? Because the crown ordains, hurting other people's ships, because that's how we are.
So they're like mercenaries.
Yeah, kind of like mercenaries.
But
so
like
they
oceans,
were...
the rules are really different.
Sure. How does that line go? I don't remember. Anyways, I'm thinking of, Barbossa has some lines about, like, but not.
Sure, but not.
But not. So he, his crew was like, no, let's be pirates. So he caved. They were gonna, kill him or something. So they became pirates, which was totally legal, but they became pirates in this exact year it became illegal. So he sails back to Boston, and then they're like, hey, could you do some business for us in England? Proceeds to go to England and get arrested.
Oh.
And, like, the people he thought would defend him totally backed out. He gets convicted, and ends up having to get hung twice because the first time his rope broke. Like, he just had...
So he was really short-lived.
He is, yeah, poor dude. But at his trial, he mentioned treasure.
That went way over your head.
So he mentioned treasure, which then has spawned all sorts of, like, where is the treasure of Captain Kidd? Actually, his treasure hunters, too, would know about Captain Kidd. And they've looked, there's rumors about Madagascar, rumors about the Caribbean, nobody...
It's the turtles. The turtles were the treasure. You take those on long ships because they just kind of live a long time.
And then
they have meat.
Bejewel them?
No, you eat them.
You eat the turtles?
Yeah. Turtle meat was really prized on ships.
Where did you learn this?
One of those DK books.
Oh,
that has,
really?
Like, the pictures of everything. Yeah.
But wouldn't goats be just as functional?
Pigs were another one.
But why turtles?
Because you don't really have to feed them.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it was really cruel.
Poor little turtles.
Yeah.
Big turtles, probably.
They were very large turtles.
Poor
that
big
was,
turtles.
That's why they're endangered.
Oh my gosh! PSA! Don't hurt the turtles!
Okay.
Save the turtles, guys.
Sorry about that.
Okay, back to this Captain Kidd. So the premise of this movie just takes generally inspiration from the person of Captain Kidd instead of being a man who was... forced into mutiny, forced into piracy by mutiny.
Yeah.
He is a very compelling character, who,
okay.
You know, leader of men type, who,
as opposed to the real Captain Kidd, who was just a total letdown,
no.
And, you know.
He just had a different vibe, you know?
He got himself hanged. Who does
he
that?
Did. What a bummer, man.
Twice.
People tried to protest, and they were
really?
Like, it's a sign from God! And it didn't work.
Dang it.
I know. It's a bummer. I would have totally done it. If I was the hangman then, I would have been like, yeah, it's a son from God, you know.
I mean, technically, he'd been hanged.
That's true. You just gotta get hanged once.
Yeah.
Anyways, no, unless, maybe that's why they specify, sorry, this got really morbid, this coming out, guys, but in,
okay.
Like, the execution, like, death by hanging, right, as opposed to.
Good point.
Yeah.
They learned that probably really quickly.
Yeah. That's really interesting. Anyway. Sorry again for the oddly dark twist there. Back to the film. So it opens, not the major spoiler section, just the general premise. Captain Kidd is Scottish, so he's not, doesn't
really
have land, right? Or
okay.
The title. But he thinks if he gets enough wealth, he will get status. So he's sort of playing the game, the pirate sea game, to get enough wealth. So
yeah.
He's, at the beginning, you see he's done something to get some wealth, and then later on, the bulk of the movie concerns he's trying to escort a ship from India to England. That's what he's been assigned to do.
They found India, huh?
Yeah, it's like the 1699. So that's what he's been told to do, but as we know from the beginning of the film, he's a pirate, so what's gonna happen there? Yeah, and there's a great subplot we'll discuss more. As far as, like, being remade as a film, I don't even know. I think you could just do the story of Captain Kidd again. It would be very interesting just to get that sort of...
I feel like it'd be kind of short.
You think? Oh, well, the historical story. I mean, based off of this... Oh, you're right. It would have to be... It would be not based off his life. It would be this movie. But, I mean, on the other hand, maybe it would be a compelling story, the other story. The historical Captain Kidd. You know?
Where did the name Kidd come from?
It's his last name.
Was that really, like, his last name?
With two Ds.
What did he do? Did he make gloves or something?
Historically,
did
probably
he butcher
his family
goats?
Made
that
gloves.
The Kidd family.
Yeah. The goat family? That's a good question. I don't know.
Well, anyway.
Okay. So, should we go... Any before we go on... This is the medium section, by the way. Medium spoiler section, for those who are new. Before we move on to bigger and greater things.
Hey!
Do you... Last questions, comments, concerns?
Snide remarks.
Peanut gallery. Escapades.
I've been reading the word... Bubbles on your drink as bubbly this entire time.
I think it's pronounced boobla.
Exactly.
Yeah, like the singer.
It's definitely like a Y thing at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I have no questions.
Awesome. Okay, to the film.
Oh, but fun fact, there is a colorized version on YouTube of this film.
Oh! So if you really can't get into it, guys, because of the color issue,
I don't know how quality
feel free
that
to check
be.
That out. Okay, so, major spoilers section. Okay. It opens with a voiceover that explains the shipping situation around the island of Madagascar and how they're, like, pirates who do things now. And I actually got really confused.
I have been ruined by fan fiction.
Of what?
On the internet. That I have not read, but have only been... had reference to shipping.
Oh!
All I could think was so many marriages.
That's bizarre.
Could you maybe not repeat that, but like my brain left. What's the premise happening?
I haven't told you the premise. I just basically told you Madagascar
is a thing.
It's a thing. And pirates float around there.
Nifty.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What is happening? Okay.
I had an out-of-body moment.
All right. Yeah, Madagascar. It's a thing. Pirates raid ships. And it was really confusing, the introduction. Essentially, a boat named the 12 Apostles sinks.
You named a boat... the 12 Apostles.
I know! I was thinking about how, like, I really don't think it would ever, any other boat would be named the 12 Apostles these days. Why wouldn't you name a fleet of 12 boats?
Well, you don't have
after
that many.
One apostle. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so the 12 Apostles gets burned, but there's a bunch of people in a dinghy. And I, again, didn't realize that these people in the dinghy show up throughout the rest of the film again.
Why?
I figured it out at the right time, but they're like, so what happens is they take this dinghy, and they go, and they bury treasure, because they've gotten treasure off the 12 Apostles.
Oh.
And they discuss, and you sort of figure out, they burnt the ship. which was also their own ship.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe. It's, there's two ships. They were on one. They're all gone. They got this dinghy and this treasure, which they bury. one guy is all like, now hang on a second, let's make sure the treasure's in there. So they go and they check, and yep, sure enough, the treasure's in there. And he's like, now you make sure you bury the key with the treasure. And then he's like, so you challenge my honor? And then he shoots him. So now there's a dead guy in the hole with the treasure chest. And then the other guys, because there's, like I said, there's several guys, are like, oh, are they snap. 12? No, there's 4 and Captain Kidd, so 5. Huh. But there was 6. That guy died.
Okay.
One guy gets shot and put into the thing. What's so interesting is Captain Kidd then proceeds to say a prayer over both the buried treasure and the body in the hole. Mm-hmm. He's like, let us say a final word over the dead.
Didn't he just shoot the guy?
Correct.
Okay.
And this is what I mean about, like, character building. He really creates this sort of bizarre pirate persona, you know? It's like, we don't want him to die, just, you know, rot there. We want...
Why did he shoot him?
Because he challenged his honor by saying that you were going to take the treasure by not putting the key in the hole.
Oh.
Yeah. But no. So that's the opening scene. It's a very, you know, interesting, you know, beginning, because it's very piratey, right? You know,
yeah.
The treasure, etc. Then we switch to London, 1699. And we see Captain Kidd again, which... Because of the quality of the film, it took me a second to... visually.
Oh.
I didn't quite realize that it was Captain Kidd right away. But he's talking to a gentleman's gentleman, you know, or...
Butler?
His butler. Yeah, he's talking to a man and he's trying to hire him as his butler.
Really?
Uh-huh. And he wants him to come along on the ship to sort of legalize... the situation.
Huh.
He wants him to teach him, like, the ways, customs, and things. And it's really interesting because there's this great line where he's like, I'll pay you, you know, 100 quid or something. And the guy's like, oh, sir, that's too much. Like,
really?
Yeah, he's like, no, that's not proper for me to accept that much money.
Oh my God.
As a gentleman's gentleman. It's like Jeeves. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's a great little, like...
Well, that's fun.
It's really fun. And it's like, and he's like, 80 quid then. And he's like, that's much better, I suppose that makes sense. Kidd has been called to go to the royal court to discuss something, and we go and see what they're talking about, and they're like, we've got, you know, this ship, who is this fellow, Captain Kidd or whatever, and we're asking him to escort this other ship that's coming from India back because he has sea experience. And, you know, there's this whole dialogue explains that this kid comes in and he proves that he's, you know, a worthy seaman. He, you know, so there's some banter about class, and he uses his sword to do something, makes the other guy's sword fall out of his hand, and it's like, wow, what a guy. And this is also where we hear about the captain.
Wow, what a guy.
We hear about the captain of the 12 apostles, Blaine, who went down with his ship, and Blaine has been accused of piracy.
Blaine?
Yeah.
Wow. That's quite a name.
Blaine?
For the time period?
You think?
I don't think of that as an old name.
No. Well... No.
Sorry, you can
keep
going. It was just a thought.
I think so, too. I remember thinking it did sound... it sounded kind of like a pirate name, Blaine.
Blaine?
They think that the captain of the 12 apostles turned to piracy,
okay.
Blaine. And so they're like, he's the guy who went down with the ship, you survived, and somehow... So we want you to lead the other ship thing.
Mistake.
Oh, yeah. And so Captain Kidd confirms, you know, he's like, yes, he was a pirate. And he's like, and... I hear his land and title are now up for, you know, taking. And he's like, hey, if I do this job, will I get it? And they're like, well, I think so. Well, I think they say yes, but I'm not really sure. It was a very convoluted way of saying yes, it was. Meanwhile, then he's like, and I want to pick my crew from the pirates who are currently imprisoned. And they're like, so how are you going to keep them in line if they're condemned pirates? And he's like, well, I'll do it because I'll, what's the word I'm looking for?
Blackmail?
No, they'll get their freedom at the end of the ship, their voyage. If they stay true, they'll be free men again.
Aren't these all just his old crewmates or something?
Well, they don't know that Kid is a pirate.
Okay.
Right? He's just a normal dude who survived a shipwreck and spent some time on the ocean. Uh-huh. And so that's why they've hired him. And they're like, okay, I suppose. So they let him do it. And you go see the prison. And it's a really great prison film scene. And there's just full of pirate men. And they're sliding bowls of food down a slide to the pirates. And it's just like a straight slide, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, shh. And one pirate is just complaining about the food. His name's Adam Mercy, and we find out that he's always escaping, and he's about to get in trouble and get beat up for complaining about the food again. But then, what's his name? Kid shows up and starts making some speech about, like, hey, you can follow me, and I'll take you on, and, you know, you'll get your freedom. What do you say, lads? And he said, does anybody know about Madagascar? And sure enough, Adam Mercy is like, me! I know about Madagascar! And they're like, well, okay. So that's great. And,
Adam seems fun.
He seems great. So they, sure enough, he gets a whole bunch of people, and there's this whole scene where they're, like, getting the chains off everybody, uh-huh. And then they go and they sign this book. And sure enough, he finds out that Adam Mercy was, in fact, a shipman on a different fellow who turned into a pirate. But he had an officer's position, and so he then gives him an officer's position on this ship since he knows how to do it. It's the position that involves knowing how to fire cannons.
Okay.
Again, further discussed in the future. Maybe. Actually, I'll just talk about that now. At some point in the voyage, Adam does this, like, firing of the cannon to demonstrate, and the only place I've ever heard this discussed is in Master and Commander. You know, because I listened to the audiobook, which was so hard to listen to, because you zone out for a second and you just lose your place entirely. Because it's really dense, full of, like, nautical terms.
I don't think I could do that.
But they discuss in that book about how they would practice shooting cannons at barrels on the open sea.
Really?
And hit them, Ruth!
Wow.
I can't believe it! Can you imagine hitting a barrel in the ocean with a cannon?
It seems difficult.
And you have to judge by the curve of the water.
Yeah.
Like, it's so interesting, because your boat's going up and down, and so you know, you don't fire as you're going up, you fire as you're going down, and you also judge where going up and down.
That's, like, really hard.
They could actually do this, and that's what's wild to me. Is that they actually did this sort of... It's like, it's weird because it's fast math, but it's also slow math. Because it's with the waves, you know? It's very interesting stuff.
How do you... Yeah.
So that's what Adam does. That's sort of his, you know... Which I totally understand why you would want a guy who's done that previously to do it now.
He's a sharp kid.
Yeah, it's funny. Again, like we did that other... We did a different old... Oh, we did... It was in, called the first one, the Cat from Outer Space, you know where it's like young people look older in old films to me, which I don't know what that's about. A similar thing occurs in this one where Adam, they call him very young, but he doesn't quite look that young. So there's these two guys who are hanging out with the captain, with Captain Kidd,
just hanging out,
and I didn't realize it, but they are they're from the dinghy.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. They're both Spaniards from the dinghy who are helping him do
good
his
to
thing.
Know. Spaniards, huh?
Mm-hmm. and
I wonder if that'll be significant.
So one of the guys shows up from... So the guy shows up at the signing, everybody's signing the book, and his name's Mr. Poby. And Mr. Kidd looks like he's seen a ghost. So he and Mr. Poby go to talk in the cabin.
Oh, no.
And sure enough... They had marooned Mr. Poby.
What?
It's not Poby, it's Povee with a Ved.
Okay. A Ved?
Like a Zed, Ruth.
A Ved. Cool.
If we don't say Z, then we don't say Z. I stand by my statement.
V?
Mm-hmm.
You said Z twice.
If we don't say Z, then we don't say V.
Okay.
Zed Ved.
Like Zeitgeist.
Exactly, Ruth. Exactly. So Mr. Povey, they had marooned him, and there was this whole thing about, like,
no hard feelings.
Yeah, they have a whole conversation about there's no hard feelings because you would have done the same thing. It was like a whole thing, and now they're in, and they're discussing, and they're like, the treasure, we're going to have to split it four ways. And he's like, we can just split it two. We'll cut the other two out. And he's like, sure.
That sounds like a bad idea.
Right? Okay, so then this is what's so interesting. Then Mr. Povey leaves the room, and you just, it's just Captain Kidd in the room.
Uh-huh.
And you can tell he's upset.
Really?
And he doesn't say anything. It's his acting. He's got this face. It's very, like, he's keeping calm.
Uh-huh.
And it's sort of, he's trying to keep calm. And then he, like, there's this thing where he, like, closes a door, the drawer or something. And then he goes over to his desk.
I take it this is upsetting.
And he's just agitated. And it's really, really good acting.
Yeah.
It's really impressive because he's agitated and he takes out this book. And in the book is a list titled Rest in Peace.
Oh my gosh.
With names on it that have been crossed out.
Oh!
And he adds Povey's name to the list.
Oh my god!
I know! I'm like, what a move! It's like the, you know, the arrow when he's like,
I don't know.
I almost said, I used to be a spy until. That's not what it is. What's the arrow thing? He's like, now I'm gonna save my city or something like that. He's got like a list of people, you know?
I totally forgot about that.
It only lasts like two seasons or something, that particular plot line. Anyways, so he's really upset. Now he's adding people to his list. You can tell he's a cutthroat. He doesn't want anybody to help him out.
Kid?
Yeah, Captain Kid.
Okay.
And what's interesting, actually, Povey did say that he has an insurance policy involving, like, a letter he left with a friend that explains everything. So if he doesn't come back, then his friend is going to tell everyone that Povey's a pirate, because Povey knows, because he was one of the people who buried
Kid?
The treasure.
Kid?
Yes.
The Kid's a pirate?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Because Povey was with them when they buried the treasure.
Oh.
He's one of the four. Sorry. Okay. So then they go off on
their... Yeah, I see why
their...
this is confusing.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they go off on their journey, and turns out Adam Mercy has a friend in the crew. He's like, they start talking to each other, and he's like, yeah, I'll make sure that you're one of my helpers, because I'm, you know, gonna be a helper. And meanwhile, the butler, the gentleman's gentleman, is helping out Captain Kidd with his speech and etiquette. He critiques his hair. He like looks
really?
At it, and he's like, I suppose you've tried everything.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it's very funny.
Well then!
And he teaches them in tremendous manners, like using a spoon. meanwhile, so they have a whole dinner with all the officers, who include Captain Kidd, his two, the two Spaniards, his, the Mr. Povey, so those four all know each other.
Yeah.
And Adam Mercy.
Really?
Who is like...
Is it just really personal?
Well, no, because they're all officers. And he's trying to do everything properly.
Right.
He's got this obsession with trying to be proper, you know?
This is going to be his downfall.
And so he's like, a toast to the king. And Adam Mercy won't toast the king.
No.
And he's like, I won't do it. I'll toast the captain, but not William. And
William?
I guess it's King William. It's
That's
probably
so funny.
When was William and William and Mary?
I
feel like it was in 1600s. I couldn't be for sure. I speak with no authority on the matter. finally, what he does is he's like, fine. He drinks the glass and then smashes it on the table and leaves. And everyone's like, what is happening?
Well, that was awkward.
And they're like, what's going on? So the four of them have a little powwow, and they're like, they think he's a king's spy, because they're like, who is the perfect... It's like completely...
Wait, they think Adam is a king... Wow.
Reverse psychology,
yeah.
Ruth, you know? Like, who is the person who's most likely to be on the person's side, but the one who utterly rejects him?
So paranoid much.
Uh-huh. So they send the butler to find out, to just sort of, like, figure out who he is. And then they call him a valet. And then the valet goes, and he basically, Mercy just is like, oh, you know, I'm nobody or whatever, and this is how it is. And And the butler, right away, he's like, I know you're a man of substance, a gentleman. I could tell immediately who you are. Because he's a butler. He gets it. And he's like, no, I just learned manners somewhere, wherever. And he's like, okay, it's fine. So he goes and he tells Captain Kidd, he's like, oh, he's nobody. Meanwhile, off the coast of West Africa, oh yeah, that's the thing we discussed already. They're doing the cannon thing. And Adam starts to be suspicious of Captain Kidd's intentions. There's just there's little slip ups about like having been to Madagascar before. Not Kidd who's slipping up, it's his comrades who are like, you know, sloppy work.
So they have been.
Right.
And he notices that. Okay.
Yeah, because they went to Madagascar to bury the treasure.
That is suspicious.
Yeah. So he's starting to, you know, he's feeling suspicious. Meanwhile, and then there's an accident on the ship. But it was orchestrated by Captain Kidd. He kills one of the four people who went with him on the dinghy. He kills one of the Spaniards. He, like, pulls a rope in through the window, and it crashes something in the sails, and it squishes him. It's tragic. Ugh. Anyways.
Bad form.
And then, this is great. It's not great, but Mercy walks out on deck one night and finds the valet is barfing over the edge, and he's like, don't tell me you only just got seasick. And he's like, no, there's nothing worse to me than improper manners. And I just saw the captain copying the Blaine crest out, and it's not his crest. And I was, which is a really weird trait of a butler.
What?
Basically, what we learned is Captain Kidd is planning to take over the Blaine estate.
Okay.
Right? And the butler doesn't think that this is proper. Because it's not so his crest. So he's
vomiting because this is disgusting to him.
Yeah. Which is odd. I wouldn't have seen that coming.
No!
But Mercy now hears this and he's like, So he does some snooping around and finds, wait for it, a pirate flag stashed in his desk.
What?
I know. And then Kidd comes in and finds him and he's like, this isn't your, what are you doing here? And he's like, I'm a king's spy. So if you kill me, then I'll just
Is a king spy?
Well, that's what he says. And then he goes, and he has to be cut in on the deal with the treasure. Because he knows you're a pirate and I know what you're planning. Because the ship they're going to escort has treasure on it, of course.
Oh,
from India.
Oh, okay.
Which is a crucial piece of information.
I forgot about that.
Sorry, everybody. meanwhile, but they're still suspicious. Right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And so what we see Kidd add Mercy to the book. Rest in Peace book. He's like, you're gonna go too.
So we're not really supposed to like Kidd? I can't tell.
That's what I'm saying. He's like Barbossa. Like he's such a pirate. And you know, you're like, you're bad. You're a bad guy, but he's got a plan.
Yeah.
You know? But that's what's so weird.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? It's very interesting that way. And so the ship, they finally meet up with the ship they're supposed to be escorting, and Captain Kidd sweet talks them, like, spectacularly.
Really?
Into getting the girl, the only girl on board the ship, of course. She's like the lady of the ship, who's the daughter of the lord on the ship, and the treasure all onto his ship, so in case they get attacked by pirates, like they themselves were. Oh my goodness, it was horrifying. But that way, in case we get separated, we can keep everything safe on our boat. Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
This is a bad idea.
It's a bad idea. So they do that, and one of the henchmen gets a candle and puts it in the powder keg room, next to a little string, and then they all leave the boat. And when they're like bringing the treasure onto the ship, it's perfectly timed. So the candle goes off right because Kidd actually it's not perfectly timed because Kidd's like, when do you think? And then it just blows up or whatever. I'm like, oh my gosh! And then the guys, the henchman is holding the. He's like part. He's got the treasure chest in like a net. That's, you know, how they lift things on boats,
yeah.
Right? And the like Earl or whatever from the other ship is like actively climbing, and he's like looks behind them, and they're like, oh my gosh! And the Earl's on the other side of the ship, and the henchman lets go of the chest, and it swings across the ship and smacks right into the Earl, and he just falls off and dies in the dinghy because he, like, hits his head on the boat and was just hit by this huge treasure chest, and he's dead, and nobody suspects anything? Well, his daughter is suspicious. Lady Anne is suspicious. And she's like, I feel like I've seen Mr. Mercy somewhere. Where have I seen them? I will add that the actress for Lady Anne, who's the daughter, looks like a China doll. Like, I have never seen, like, she has that, like, round face of, like, you know, and like, even the way her dress is, it's like, what is surreal? It was a surreal, like, her curls, not a curl out of place. Like, it was just wild. I just was, every time I, like, looked at her, I was like, wow. Like, what did the makeup department do to you? Like, she was just her, it looked like porcelain. She looked like porcelain. It was wild. I'm like, well, you know, it's impossible beauty standards have been around for a long time.
No kidding.
So, wait.
So they just exploded the ship?
The other ship.
And no one suspected anything?
They didn't know that they exploded the ship. I guess accidents happen all the time, Ruth.
What? No. No, they don't. Not on a ship like that.
Well, they don't know it's a pirate ship.
No. It's also weird
because the whole crew is a pirate crew.
Yeah.
It's a very odd situation.
But they're all innocent.
All of them. Lady Anne is concerned. Anyways. Okay. And the valet comes to her and is like, is there anything I can do? And she's like, it's all making me nervous and I can't do it. And he's like, actually, I think there's a guy you can trust. And she goes, who does he go get? Adam, of course. Because he's like, I recognize there was something about this man. And so he brings him and Adam, Adam,
yes,
you know, he's
indeed.
They're talking and he's like, actually, my name is not Adam Mercy. My name is Adam Blaine.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
He's the son of the captain of the 12 apostles, who was the captain who's accused of piracy, and he's like, I just couldn't believe it, and I had to do something.
Yes.
So, then there's this weird scene where Lorenzo, who's one of the Spaniards, who's the bad guy, he attacks Lady Anne, and that's all he wants, and it's bad. And then Adam saves her, and there's a quintessential fencing scene.
Right.
But Captain Kidd watches the whole time, because he's like, this is a winnier way. Both of those people are on his list.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, Adam wins. And,
yes, he does.
As happens in these movies. And, Blaine, unfortunately in the battle, Blaine had, like, a medal with the crest, his family crest on it.
Oh.
Fell off. And, then Captain Kidd figures out, right? He has a suspicion. Anyway, he's not sure. So they get to, on their way back from India, they stop in Madagascar and they go aboard to that. They're going to get the treasure that they hid there. And so they go and they dig, and Adam and Povey are the captains. And so they go, and Adam digs up a skull, and he's like, what? And he's like, it's just somebody who asked too many questions. Except he says it different because it's not a... I feel like that's how they say it in modern movies, where they're like, you just asked too many questions, and now... You know, whereas it's different.
I can't place that accent you just used.
I don't either.
That was really interesting.
I think it was like a weird New York accent, like from a strange place. Anyways, so they open the chest because they're digging up the chest. He opens the chest, and what crest is on the inside of the chest?
Blaine?
The Blaine family crest. And he's like, I knew it! I knew you were pirates! He doesn't say that, but there's a whole thing, and Kid is like, and who are you? And he holds up that thingy, and there's, like, the confrontation, and they have a little showdown, and there's a fight, and it's really great, except that poor old Adam Blaine gets shoved off a cliff into the water, and you're like, oh, no, and you think he's dead, and it's tragic.
Like,
and then,
do we actually think he's dead?
Yeah, he's probably dead, because he fell off into the water.
But water. No one dies when they get shoved into the water.
It was a fall drop. It was a far drop. meanwhile, so you know, back on the boat, they're sailing away, and so this whole time, Adam Blaine has had, like, that helper guy who's been, like, helping him out. I mentioned him earlier. So him and the butler are talking, and they're like, isn't it so sad that he's gone? What a tragedy. And then Adam climbs in the window.
Yeah.
He's like, I just was holding on to the rudder chain until the changing of the watch. And you're like, of course you were, buddy. So he has his whole plan to escape with Anne. And so they figure it out, and they go, and they're getting on this dinghy, and they float away, and they leave the butler on board, because he wants to stay on board. He's like, right. I can do it, you know. And they float away, but then they see them, and so they start firing a cannon at the boat, and then the butler tries to stop them, and he dies.
Aww.
I was heartbroken. He was such a good butler. Oh, and they actually hit the boat. And it breaks, and then Adam's comrade friend, who was in the boat, also dies.
Aww.
Oh my gosh. So it's just the lovely couple left. And they actually swim to shore, but the pirates think that they've drowned. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
Then they show up back at the king's court. Captain Kidd shows up at the king's court, and he's like, hey, I'm here. And they're like, yes, we summoned you. And it's the whole confrontation scene, because they open the chest, one of the chests, and was like, we found this chest in your compartment. It's the Blaine family crest. Explain it. And he tries to blame it on, like, his shipmen and this whole thing, and he's got all these...
Really?
He tries to slip through, but then who shows up but Anne and Adam.
Adam!
And they're like, we made it, and you didn't. Ha ha. And Captain Kidd is like, I did all of this for England!
Really?
I guess. And then he goes to be hanged, and he has this really epic speech, and he's got this face, and it's so sad. He's sad that it's over. And you're like, oh my gosh. What is happening? And then you don't see him get hanged. You just sort of, he gives his speech and it's over. And apparently the two of them are married and they're going to name a ship after Lady Anne.
Anne.
And I guess that's the end.
Seriously?
Yeah, and presumably, what's his name? Adam gets the land that his dad had.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But they make more big of a deal about a ship coming to America named Lady Anne.
They make a big deal out of that?
Yeah, they make very clear mention.
Oh, okay.
It's very interesting. Yeah. So what do you think, Ruth?
It sounds like a good movie.
It's very full.
Yeah.
It's got weird details.
Yeah.
It isn't... And I was wondering, I was thinking about this,
too. It
seems like
a good twist all throughout.
Yeah, it's a good yarn.
Yeah.
Isn't it a good yarn? Yeah. I died, but I lived!
Seriously.
And it's interesting, too. I was thinking about, they're very effective with their use of time.
Okay.
There aren't really any super...
Yeah, like plays.
Yeah. But it's interesting, because, like, that thing where he's practicing shooting the barrels on the ocean, right?
Right.
That scene in itself, the barrel shooting, isn't necessarily pertinent to the plot, but it's during that scene that Adam gets one of the first clues that Kid might be a pirate.
Right.
So it's very interesting, because it's very rich in its sort of planting of things, and you're finding things, and... You're suspicious of Adam, actually. You think he's a pirate at first, gonna double cross. And
well,
then
it turns out to be
the son of the captain who died. It's very,
It sounds like a good one.
It is. It is a good one. It's,
No cult followings?
Not that I could find. Captain Kidd himself has more popularity than this film does currently, anyways.
Huh.
Yeah, it's very... I enjoyed it. Definitely not everyone's cup of tea, but... Yeah. Would you watch it, Ruth?
I might, yeah.
I'm trying to think...
How realistic is it?
Oh... There were some anachronistic things. I found, actually, at one point, I was doing some research, and there was someone who was like, the Tower of London shows up, and that wasn't built till 200 years later.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Like I said, it's a pirate movie.
Yeah.
You know, and currently one of the only places is Pirates of the Caribbean to get pirate movies, so...
Is it all kind of cartoony?
No! That's the other laughing. It isn't cartoony. It takes itself seriously as a pirate film. Yeah.
Huh.
So it's not satire at all.
Yeah.
It's just is.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool, because I feel like we live in an age of satire, you know? Which is a good thing, I think. I think satire is interesting and healthy, but I do think if you forget the tropes, you can't enjoy the satire in the same way. And so, yeah, I kind of enjoy the...
That's a good point.
The original as well. Yeah. Well. Is it time?
I think it's time.
Should we end with a song?
Yo ho! Yo ho!
That wasn't a question, was it?
We're off to sea we go, and we're going on a ship named the 12 Apostles.
You gotta see the arm motion she's doing here.
Anyways, okay, folks, thanks so much for listening. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and feel free to share this podcast with your other friends.
Bird friends.
On this Twitter. Week, share the podcast with a bird friend.
That has nothing to do with the topic of this podcast.
And your boating friends. Pirate friends? Anyways, thanks so much for listening. And we'll be back next week. And yes, so our first episode of the season. We'll be back next week. We'll be doing regular podcast postings until, you know, April or May. I can't remember which. Okay. All right.